Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome in to Hot in the Igloo. I'm Paul Gunnis alongside Forrest Hunt, Ethan Estrada, bringing you guys your favorite Dominican sports show straight from Zoom in our respected homes. Guys, we have a lot to talk about today. We're going to talk about baseball's proposed plan to come back in May. We're also going to talk about golf canceling through July. So it seems like sports are sort of all over the place on projections of when to come back. Will we see an NBA finals this year that the Lakers obviously were going to win? And we're going to talk a little bit about our personal sports favorites. So let's get right into it and start out by saying, guys, how you doing this morning? Or this afternoon, excuse me.
I went to bed pretty late, so we're getting there. But, you know, this is the only thing on my tab today, so I had to make sure I was up for it.
Yeah, I've been binge-watching Ozark, started another MLB season on MLB The Show. Homework, and that's pretty much it.
Well, Stu, if you're listening, we're getting a lot of our homework done. Promise. anyways, so, guys, let's talk about your favorite sport. And we're talking a little bit about the show. Baseball hasn't played in May since the 1800s. So let's get right into it. They want to come back in May. Do we think it's a possibility? I mean, are we going to be wishful thinkers and say, yep, they're coming back in May? Or is there just absolutely no shot that it's realistic to see the world back up and normal by May? Or does the world even need to be back up and normal for baseball to be back? I don't know. You guys
The way that the MLB has proposed this, it would not be normal at all. It would be a variant of baseball, not so much the true game of baseball. So what they are proposing is that all 30 teams play in relatively 10 stadiums in the Phoenix metropolitan area, including Chase Field. The players would be held in isolation for about 4 months in their respective hotel rooms. The players would be sitting 6 feet apart from each other in the stands, not in the dugout. There would be an electronic umpire, not the home plate umpire, so you wouldn't risk elderly umpires' health standing behind home plate. There would be no mound visits. And also, they're also talking about 7-inning doubleheaders on Saturdays in order to reach the maximum 162 games. And all of this actually has the backing of the CDC, so we'll see how it starts to develop once we get to May.
I like the idea of doubleheaders, especially on the weekends. As you guys know, I'm waiting for baseball to start back up so I can go to San Francisco and work because it's just driving me nuts. But, yeah.
I wonder how that would work with you when it comes to your, like, job, like, working for the team. They're not going to make you guys go into work if they're doing this weird schedule, right? I mean, I don't know how it would work for the operations standpoint.
They wouldn't let us go back in until fans are allowed back in the ballpark. But, I mean, as far as, you know, being in quarantine on a Saturday and having ample baseball to watch, I think that's a go for me. I mean, I just feel like that they have to figure out a way to do it and a way to make sure that these guys are following the rules that are set in place. I mean, it's going to be a little awkward, you know, being row double A seat four and being on deck or in the hole, you know, something like that when your team's up. But it's going to be different to watch. It'll be interesting to watch. The question is, how serious are the guys going to take it? I think they're going to take it as serious as much as they want to play. I mean, those guys want to do anything. So I think initially my thought process was, well, how serious can they take it? They're going to be sitting in the stands. You know what I mean? You know, it's in Arizona. It's going to be 110 degrees or something. What are they going to do? Just not be in the shade in the dugout? Then again, like, those guys want to play. So I feel like they'll take it pretty seriously.
I just don't want it to become a WWE situation where it's literally like it doesn't feel the same. It's kind of a joke.
WWE is permanent, whereas this would be temporary. The WWE always was and always will be a joke. Whereas,
well, I don't know, dude. Like, here's my thing. Like, you know, when I was younger, like 10, 11, 12 years old, I used to, watch the WWE a little bit, and it was fun because you had the crowd interaction and, you know, everything. And then I watched a couple of these Gronk episodes, and it was like the most awkward thing because, you know, he's like doing something to get a crowd reaction. There's just no crowd. So, but anyways, let's go back to baseball real quick. You know, guys, I'm going to say the opinion that, you know, sort of against what you guys think, just my personal one. You know, baseball to me is a little boring already, you know, to begin with. And, you know, maybe without the crowd aspect, because that's the only thing I love. Like when you get to playoffs, right? I love like everybody being into the games. You know what I'm saying? Like you watch a game, and even if I'm not a fan of the team, if I'm watching a bunch of fans of the team, it's like there's a base hit and everybody goes crazy, right? So I don't know. Do you think like the spirit of the game is going to be taken out of it a little bit when they're playing these sort of synthetic versions of baseball? I mean, electronic umpire, there's not going to be any, you know, umps going over there and arguing with the call. They're going to have to like text in their arguments. I don't know. So you guys tell me, is it going to take away the authenticity or the true feel of baseball with a bunch of guys standing in the, you know, in the stands and really it's not the same, right? So, I mean, what's your guys' opinion on that?
Well, of course it's not going to be the same, but let me ask you a question, Paul, since you said that you find baseball a little boring. Do you even watch the regular season?
I do. I mean, I'll watch. I'll
How
watch
often?
It's on. Like, I'll probably, I would say once every, I mean, let's be honest. If it comes back with the quarantine thing, I probably would watch every game because I'd be so freaking bored, you know, otherwise. But, you know, I tried to get into baseball a couple of years ago. Like 2 years ago, I really tried hard. I was like, I want to watch, you know, I was going to watch as many games as I could. And, you know, I just couldn't do it. I couldn't stick it out. You know, I don't know. I just don't find the excitement factor, you know, which I feel like a lot of sports have. And I'm not saying baseball doesn't have that, but just a regular season game for me just doesn't do it.
That's why I think that bringing back baseball in May is not for fans like you. It's for fans like me and Forrest. It's for fans who just want baseball back already and who will
That's what I'm saying.
That's product.
That's my question, though, as a diehard fan of baseball, and that's why I asked instead of answering it, is that going to take away some of the authenticity for you? You know, like the spirit of, you know, them playing in Dodger Stadium or them playing at AT&T Park or, you know, there's a feel there, right? If you're playing at some little high school stadium in Arizona and sitting 20 feet apart from each other, or some junior college stadium in Arizona sitting 20 feet apart from each other, where is the real, you know?
I mean, the only thing they're losing is the fans. I mean, they're playing at major league grade, minor league training camp stadiums. You know what I mean? They're not playing at Phoenix Junior College. You know, they're playing at Talking Stick and stuff like that. But I mean, it's kind of the same thing for everything right now. You're talking about authenticity and things being genuine. It's still the same game, with just a little bit of tweaks to make it. It's the difference between it being possible and impossible at this point. And it's the same thing. You know, you're a senior, I'm a senior, Ethan's a senior. Same with graduation. You know, we're doing a virtual graduation. It's the same. No, does it still count? Do you still graduate? Do you still get your diploma? Absolutely. So I think it's kind of like that. You know, are the games empty? Yeah. You know, the Orioles have done it before. The games will be empty, but, I mean, they're still going to count for something. I mean, those guys aren't just going to go out there and throw fastballs down the middle because they're playing in spring training stadium. They're in the middle of a quarantine. Like, these guys are still playing for a World Series. So, you best bet the Yankees and Dodgers are going to go try and hit it to freaking Utah, man. I mean.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can see as a diehard fan that you guys want baseball to come back. I just don't, you know, I don't want the product to be less than, you know, a true baseball fan would want to see.
Baseball and golf are kind of in the same boat. I mean, you don't necessarily have to be right next to somebody unless you're on first base and the guy's holding you on, or you're hitting and the catcher's right behind you. I mean, if you're a golfer, you're not necessarily next to anybody except for maybe your caddy.
Well, to that point, right, the PGA Tour suspended indefinitely. No real plans to come back anytime soon. The British Open done through July. You know, so like that's in July, and the British Open canceled this year. Not suspended, canceled. They're trying to bring back the U.S. Open in September is what they're talking about. September, maybe, and then they're saying the Masters in October, right? They're hoping. So I don't know. You know, it's – I don't know if they're anticipating that being fans, without fans, but they're talking about, you know, basically the fall before they think that it's going to be okay for golf to come back to a semi-normal routine.
You see, golf and baseball are kind of in a good boat where there are places around the world that you can go and you can play golf every day of the year. So as far as scheduling is concerned, it's not gonna, things aren't going to be on the days or weeks that we expect them to be on. You know, like this week was supposed to be the week of the Masters. Baseball's kind of in that same boat where they can go play in Arizona pretty much 11 or maybe even 12 months out of the year and be okay. But the problem is, I can speak more to baseball than to golf. What does that do for next year? You know, if we play into December, what does it do for spring training next year? You know, if we're right. doing Masters in October, what does that do for the Masters in April next year?
Yeah, I don't think for golf it'll be as big of a deal. You know, they're just going to cancel a lot of events this year. You know, a lot of the standard PGA Tour events, try to get the majors in. Mm-hmm. And then next year they'll just go back to normal major schedule, I think is what their plan is. But, you know, for a sport like basketball or baseball or football, well, maybe not football, but basketball or baseball that are really affected, right? Let's say they start basketball back up. You know, I don't know if that's their plan, but let's just say they do start it back up in September, right? And then the NBA finals are in December, right? Or November. What's going to happen? Are they going to start back up in February? Like, they're going to have a month off this next? I mean, maybe they want to because they took so much time off this year, but that looks bad for LeBron because LeBron's going to be a grandpa, you know, next season anyway. And now you're going to basically take away his off season. You know, I don't know.
You know, it's going to be tougher for basketball and football, I think, because they're more contact oriented.
Right. I mean, I think, you know, baseball players, except for pitchers, right? I mean, pitchers probably need the off season. It's probably tough to pitch 365 days a year. I don't think, you know, their arms are meant to do that. Throw fastballs 105 miles an hour 365 days a year. So I just – maybe that'll be the only thing that's affected when it comes to no off season, or maybe we'll do an off season. Maybe the whole sports schedule for a couple of years has just shifted. I don't know. You know,
if I had to give it a percentage of this baseball hybrid semi something schedule, I'd put it at about a 60%. Little above half because they have the backing of the CDC, but not too high to where I think it's 100% guaranteed. I think 60% is a good percentage of if it's going to happen or not.
Well, who's are they taking into consideration that they all touch the same ball? I mean. You know what I mean? Like, we're trying to keep everybody apart. What good does that do when we're all touching the same baseball?
Yeah, no, that's a big, big factor. You know, they say they're saying, like, it could last up to a day on a solid object that's you know, has a solid base. So, I don't know, you know, it's going to be tough. And it's a risk they're going to take if they bring back the season. That players are going to get sick. And if players get sick, it's going to be potentially like a lawsuit, you know, against the major leagues. So it's a big risk they're taking by coming back if they do. All right, boys, let's move on a little bit here. And let's talk a little bit about we mentioned it a little bit, but the NBA, right? How is the NBA going to work? Like, do you think they're coming back? Or do you think it's just like the season's a wash? And
or I mean, but the NBA finals are in June, right?
Typically, yes.
The only way that they could come back is if they went real abbreviated. I mean, I don't know where they are in the season right now as far as how many games.
They were like three quarters of the way through, two-thirds of the way through.
You could almost come back and play for 2 weeks and say, all right, that's it. We're going.
Yeah, that's not fair to, you know, what happens if there's a team that's five games out? You know, originally they were going to have a whole 2 months to get it back. Now you're going to give them 2 weeks. They basically have to win every game and without any practicing, without any training, without any staying, you know, I don't know.
Well, let's not kid ourselves. All the guys in Major League Baseball, all the guys in the PGA Tour, and all the guys in the NBA are somewhere working out, shooting, hitting.
Giannis Antetokounmpo said he didn't have access to a basketball hoop. He hasn't shot a basketball since the end of the season.
Well, then there's guys like that. But I bet you 90% of the guys have access to something.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's going to be weird. I feel like everybody's going to come back a little rusty. Maybe not baseball players because they hadn't started their season yet. But I think it's going to be like, you know, NBA preseason for the first week of out of quarantine if they do come back and finish out the rest of the year.
To answer your question, you know, I don't think there's going to be an NBA Finals. I don't think that, what, with 20 games left coming back in mid to late May, unless they're going to do a real abbreviated postseason, like four teams from the West, four teams from the East or something. But then again, like you said, what about those other teams? So I think the NBA is in the hardest spot out of all of them right now. Golf's year-round. Baseball hasn't started yet. You know, football's in August.
So, hockey.
Yeah.
Hockey's the same schedule as basketball. So, I mean,
yeah, I think they're both going to get canceled. There's no way that you can come back from this. It's just too much logistical errors that get in the way. You know,
the thing about it, too, is they could file for the owners and the leagues can file for government aid, NBA and NHL, if they cancel their seasons because they could, you know, argue that they lost hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue from this whole disaster, right? I don't know what is better, you know, when it comes to just player safety and a real plan, because we don't know when this whole thing is really going to be over with. We have these projections. We have our hopes up high, right? We want it to be in the next month or two, but we just don't know. It's such an unpredictable, you know, invisible enemy that we're sort of facing as a whole world, really. It's not really just our nation, it's the whole world that's fighting up against this this awful disease. So you know, that's the scariest part about this whole situation, is we don't know when sports are really going to be back. We don't know when the world's really going to be back to normal. All we know is what we can, you know, just talk about and hope comes back, but we really have no perception of when it's actually going to be back to normal. You know, they haven't even canceled the World Series of Poker this year, and the World Series of Poker is a bunch of guys sitting 2 feet away from each other, and it's the most contagious place for disease to spread is a poker room. I mean, they closed down all the casinos, but they haven't announced if they're going to cancel the World Series of Poker, which typically takes place in June. So I don't know. It's just going to be weird. I think the next 6 months are going to still be weird. And you know,
yeah, there is a
term, but I just think to be realistic, it's going to be, you know, people are saying 2021 is when we're going to get back to normal. So I don't know.
Yeah, there was a story that someone posted on Twitter, and it says the Toronto Maple Leafs won the Stanley Cup in 1918. The Stanley Cup was canceled in 1919. The Toronto Blue Jays won the World Series in 1993. The World Series was canceled in 1994. The Toronto Raptors won the NBA Finals last year.
Well,
are you saying we get rid of teams that aren't in the United States?
From the United States sports leagues.
Sure. No problem. No, I like my Canadians. I think they're, you know, it sucks that the coincidence worked out like that, but
Toronto, you talk about Toronto, makes me think of Tampa Bay since they both start with the same letter. And do you guys see that the Buccaneers just unveiled their new uniforms about 10 minutes ago?
What?
Let's pull them up.
Yeah. So I looked at them, and it looks like something you'd see out of the early 2000s, and they tried to go new school with it. They threw a gray on gray in there, and I'm not sure how I feel about it.
I like the gray on gray. The gray looks sick.
I actually like that.
I was hoping they'd go back to the orange. I don't know about you guys.
Ooh, no.
I think Tom Brady said he would not come back. He would not go there. They were going to be orange.
I like that.
Better than what they had right now. There was just too much going on, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. Those uniforms were some of the worst in football. I think right now the worst jersey left is the Cleveland Browns. But then again, you can't make brown and orange look good.
I like the all brown.
I like the
with the browns.
The new worst uniform is. Have you seen the Rams? Oh, it's disgusting. The new logo is disgusting.
Oh, the logo is terrible.
Same uniform.
Uniform's the same okay. Uniform, yeah, I like yellow. The went through throwback, but the logo is disgusting.
Thank you, Chargers, for going back to the powder blue and yellow.
Yeah, what were they doing before?
They were the semi-navy. I don't know. It was weird. They had an identity crisis.
Oh, you mean like you're talking about like 5-6 years ago when they went to like navy blue?
No, now they're permanently powder blue.
Yeah.
Right. They came back to powder blue like, what was that, 3-4 years ago? And
yeah,
powder blue the last few years.
But the Chargers are getting new uniforms this year too.
Yeah, it's going to be the powder blue.
Yeah, but they haven't unveiled them yet.
Okay.
They're going to stick with the color scheme, but they said they're going to do something slightly different to the uniform design itself.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
We should talk to Dominican about doing new school gear.
Anyway.
Yeah, we're not going to be there next year. Maybe it should just be like RIP class of 2020, you know, just like on everybody's jersey. That'd be great. The golf bags.
And then the
great money.
As a Colts fan, having some of the most historic uniforms in the entire NFL, they're actually saying that there's going to be some minor tweaks to the uniform and the logo. So we'll see what happens.
Are they going to go back to the cowboy on the horse?
That's actually one of my favorite logos. I love the Bucking Colt. But we'll see. They're saying that the Colts are probably going to wear all blue at home from now on, which I wouldn't be.
I think the Colts should do an all gray.
Nah, it would look too much like Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
I think they should just put a big horseshoe right in the center of the jersey.
No, thank you.
Two horseshoes.
Oh, man. All right, well, guys, let's talk a little bit. I want to bring up this story, sort of getting away from team sports. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but there was a UFC player, trying to find the story here, that had his house broken into, and he had to basically fight off the intruder, and he said it was the toughest fight of his life. He's a professional UFC fighter and, you know, a champion in that. I'm trying to find the story. But he basically had his house broken into. And this guy, like, broke into his house, started screaming. And then he comes down. I mean, talk about breaking into the wrong house. You know, I mean, just – he wasn't trying to rob anything. It was Anthony Smith. He lives there with his wife, mother, and three kids, all daughters. So he was the man of the house, and a guy breaks in. Must have been a scary moment, but what do you think about that? Like, do you think, and this could start some controversial talk, but do you think mixed martial arts can work in real-world fighting or, like, as well? I mean, you know, I'm not trying to say, like, obviously his adrenaline was going, he was scared because – there's a lot more at stake, but you know, people, like, there's this big debate out there. There's a difference between street fighting and ring fighting. Do you guys think that's all baloney and it works, or, you know, and what do you think about this whole situation? I want to hear.
If I'm picking between a dude on the street fighting against, like, Conor McGregor, I mean, I know he's one of the better UFC fighters in the world, but I'm picking that dude. You know, he's training all the time. You know, they might land the same amount of punches. The UFC guy is going to dodge more punches, in my opinion.
So you would take the best street fighter in the world, the best UFC fighter in the world. You take UFC, the best UFC fighter in the world.
UFC.
Interesting.
Okay. Well, they'd both kill me, so.
Ethan's like, I don't fight. Pass for this.
Or you talk about McGregor versus Mayweather, you know, take a boxer. I'd take the boxer.
You take a boxer over a street fighter?
Yeah.
I think you're wrong there. I think
if it's a fair fight, you can't use knives. So the guy on the street has a disadvantage already.
Yeah, but he could just tackle the guy, the boxer. You know, boxer's going to start trying to, you know, throw his legs. All of a sudden, the guy's just going to go boom, tackle him, take him down, and start punching him. I don't know.
UFC fighter, I think, has a better shot than a boxer when it comes to if you could use any type of move.
Did you see that story that Dana White's trying to secure a private island to hold UFC fights during the pandemic?
Yeah, I just saw that. That's unbelievable. That guy just won't give up, you know? He must, like, you know, I was thinking about it. Dana White must just have, you know, I don't know if you guys know this about him, but he's a pretty big gambler. Like, he likes to go play blackjack, and he posts on his Twitter and Instagram stories all the time. He must just have some huge debts or something. Like, he just won't give up on the, you know, UFC taking a little bit of a break. You know, he doesn't want to take the pay cut or something.
He's laundering money.
Right? It's like, if they catch him, then they're going to know. Like, it stops, they're going to know. Yeah, I mean, I just don't think it's smart. The guys are literally touching each other the entire fight. Contact sports cannot come back until the disease is gone or there's a vaccine or, you know.
That's where I think golf and baseball have an upper hand over sports like basketball and hockey and football.
Right. Yeah. You know, they're saying that potentially the disease can't live in, like, temperatures over 85 degrees or something. So – if that's the case, then, you know, I can see why they're doing that May in Arizona baseball plan. But we'll see what happens. All right, guys. Well, Forrest, I think, Ethan, you have to sign off, correct? So, Forrest,
nope, you and I just will... got an email. I'm free till 11.
Ah, big guy. You can be part of this next part of this.
Big guy.
The conversation. We're going to do our Mount Rushmores, our dream foursomes, if you will, for every sport.
Cool. Oof. No, right. It's going to be fun, man. There's some.
No, it's going to be fun. That'll be a good debate.
We're going to start.
Oh, he froze.
It's kind of an interesting position.
You play golf.
Wait, Paul, hold on. Paul, you gotta reconnect your Wi-Fi or something, man. Oh, the luxury.
Oh, what happened? Zoom
show. Hey, you're back.
Oh, there we go.
You froze before you got to say anything.
That's interesting. All right. Well, what I was saying was, we're gonna do our Mount Rushmore, our dream foursome, if you will. I guess dream foursome. So, you're the only player. I mean, you're included in the foursome, so there's only three players, correct? So,
I think Ethan and I initially were under the impression that we were going to do our Mount Rush four for each sport. You're talking about a foursome in golf.
Right.
So who would we play with?
Okay. Who would you play with? You got three. Mount Rushmore is next week. I had it on my notes. So three. We're doing this week. We're doing three or other guys that you'd like to play golf with, starting with baseball.
Can we do like PGA and then non-golfers or something? Or
does No. You're playing golf with different athletes. So you're starting with baseball, and then we'll start with baseball players. Then I'll ask you about basketball players, football players, hockey players. Golfers.
All right. Cool.
Do they have to be current?
No, I the guy could be dead as long as this is your dream foursome.
Can we do celebrity one too?
Yeah, we'll do a celebrity one.
I really want to play with oh my God, I just forgot his name.
All right, we'll get there in a minute. All right, let's start with baseball players. Ethan, go. You look like you're ready.
Mike Trout, Clayton Kershaw, Andre Ethier. That is my baseball golf foursome.
All right. Forrest, let's hear it.
We're starting with baseball.
Uh-huh.
I'd go Mike Trout just because of the way that he hit that freaking ball, man. I know you guys seen that that video of him at golf. Right? You guys seen that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Mike Trout hitting it out of Topgolf. Anyway, Mike Trout's one. Cody Bellinger hit the ball pretty well, so I'd have to say Cody Bellinger, the two MVPs. I know Trout, whatever. They're both MVPs. My third would be – oh, man. Steve Garvey, because I met Steve Garvey, and he's a Dodger. So, Steve Garvey. Yeah.
All right. For me, I think I'd have to go with the classics. I think I would go with Lou Gehrig in his prime, Babe Ruth, and Joe DiMaggio. We'll go three Yankees. Why not? Just let's go. Right. Yeah, Derek Jeter could be thrown in there. I'm not even a Yankees fan. I just, you know, I went with the Yankees for some reason.
All right.
Let's do basketball. Three basketball players anytime in history. Who are you playing with?
I'm going Jordan, Magic, Bird.
All right.
That's a foursome.
That's competitive. It's gonna be competitive. It's definitely going to be competitive. I don't know if
Charles Barkley and Larry Bird, like the Capital One commercials.
Oh, I think I lost you guys.
No.
We still hear you. Yep.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, he froze again.
Uh-oh.
Hello? Well, Paul's coming back. I'll give mine.
Yeah.
Oh, you're back.
Oh, I'm back. I think I'm back. I lost you guys for a minute.
Okay, sorry. Mine would be Kobe, Shaq, and Jordan.
Nice.
Yeah, I think that was a good one. I think that's where I was going to go, too. I think, you know, I'd want Jordan in there because he plays golf, right? He knows what he's doing. I'd want Kobe in there just because, obviously, Kobe. And Shaq's my favorite player of all time, so literally that you took my three. Maybe instead I might go with, like, Bill Russell or, I don't know, like a classic. Maybe Allen Iverson. I feel like Allen Iverson would be fun on the golf course. You know, he'd be like, what's up, dog? He's just, like, rocking, you know, probably rocking a chain down to here. So he's I feel like it'd be fun. So it'd be a cool foursome. All right. Let's go with NFL now. Let's go with football players. Who are we playing with?
Brady.
Really?
Yeah. Peyton. And good old Joe Montana.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. That'd be sweet.
Ethan?
I'll golf with the three best quarterbacks in Indianapolis Colts history. Johnny Unitas, Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck, that's debatable, man. The guy barely played. You guys must not have many good quarterbacks.
No, we haven't.
For me, I think I would go with Peyton Manning for sure. I think I'd throw both Manning brothers in there because I think they'd get a little competitive with each other. It'd be fun. Peyton, Eli, and then Larry Fitz. He plays golf. Good guy. I think it would be fun. Larry Fitzgerald. Be my round out the foursome. Oh, actually, you know what? Instead of Eli, I'm going to throw Tony Romo in there. T-Rome.
Yeah.
That is a very interesting threesome.
He's going to be my celebrity one, man, because he's technically a celebrity now. You know, he's on TV and all that.
Ah, now he's an athlete. He's a football player.
But he's going to be in my celebrity category, so.
Okay, I guess we can make it whatever we want to make it, right? There's no rules except stay inside. That's the only rule. You're not allowed to leave your house, but you can say anything you want on the Zoom. Okay.
I think we should go celebrity round before I forget.
All right, let's go celebrity round for Forrest. Let's hear it.
All right. So Tony Romo, since you messed up my surprise. Tony Romo, one. Bill Murray, two. Kevin Costner, three. That's my foursome.
Oh, Tim Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Costner is actually a really good freaking golfer.
Well, dude, have you seen Tim Cup? I've seen Tim Cup.
Roy?
Okay, there we go.
Ball. It's the last one in the bag. Ethan, you've seen Tim
Cup. I can make this shot. Well, then do it then.
Oh, you've seen Tim Cup? Oh, man. Oh, man. That's a good
He holes out to finish 10th. It was so funny.
Well, he shot a 14, right?
Yeah. He made it for 14. Oh, that's great. All right. Let's hear it, Ethan. Go for it.
Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, and Stan Lee.
Star Wars, Marvel. Nice. There it is. Wow. For me, I think I would go with Leonardo DiCaprio. I don't know if he knows how to play golf, but just seems like a cool guy.
It's either golf or tennis.
Yeah, he's got to do something, right? He's got to do something for those days.
Watch yours.
So I think Leonardo DiCaprio would be one. I think – ooh. Think about this. Celebrity good golfers. Thinking about the celebrity golf tournament, I probably would go I might go with this might be a weird one to you guys, Shia LaBeouf. Why okay. not? And then I probably would round it out with Ben Affleck. Why not? There it is. Weirdest foursome of all time. Wouldn't be, I don't know how much fun it would be, but it might be fun because there's just so many different personalities. There it is. Okay, let's go with golfers, and then for the last one, I got a fun one. So let's go with
I don't even know golfers. If I know three golfers.
Well, try your best.
Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods. That was easy.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take that one. I'm good.
Oh, come on, Ethan. Try your hardest.
I don't know three golfers.
Phil is a close third for me in speed. I like speed.
All right. Okay, I'll take those two and give me one more.
Rory McIlroy.
There, those are my three.
He's not a real golfer. He was kidding. For me, I would go with Rory McIlroy, Anthony Kim, who basically went into retirement and became a nomad.
Real estate agent?
We don't know where he is. And Tiger Woods. Those are my three. All right. Well, guys, for the last one, I think you'll like this one. It's going to be good. Three fictional characters. Any movie, any movie character. Three movie characters, fictional, nonfiction, fictional. Let's go with fictional movie characters to be in the foursome. Who are we going with?
Wow.
I surprised them with this one, listeners, so it might be a second.
I'm going to go
Indiana Jones. I'm going to go Indiana Jones, Han Solo, Kermit the Frog.
You really like Harrison Ford, don't you?
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm going to go Nuke LaLoosh from from Bull Durham. Shooter McGavin.
Jeez, you just want the biggest a-holes you can find, huh?
Huh?
Shooter McGavin's not a nice guy.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I need one more. Man. It's a tough one, man. Shoeless Joe Jackson from Field of Dreams.
Oh, there you go.
Ray Liotta.
All right, I'm going to go with Yoda.
Right? Oh, nice.
Got to have Yoda in there.
Like Senior Chef, or what is he?
He already has his
gloves. No, he'd run the force, dude. He wouldn't even have any golf gloves. He would just go, you think I just go near the hole. I'd have Spock. You got to have Spock in there. You know, might be a very philosophical group. They'd be talking about a lot of stuff.
You know, talk to people next, or what?
Yeah, and then I probably would round it out with got to think about who's going to mesh. Who's going to mesh with that foursome? You got I probably would go with I think to round it out, I'd still go with Happy Gilmore, just because it'd be like the weirdest two-on-two match.
That's why I picked Shooter. I couldn't do Adam Sandler for 4 hours.
No, could you imagine? Because it'd be so funny. You'd have Yoda and Spock trying to give Happy Gilmore mental lessons. You know what I mean? Like, he's throwing his club. He's like, God.
Like, let the force be with you. I can't believe you guys didn't pick like Jake from State Farm or
something. Well, yeah, that would be my group. I think it would be fun. Guys, to round out the show tonight before we go our separate ways and enjoy our another day of solidarity, let's go with our three predictions on when we think sports will be back to normal. Starting with you, Forrest. Give me a date. If you could give me a date anytime, it could be 2025. When do you think, I want an exact date, sports are back to normal?
Is this a serious answer or a hopeful answer?
Serious answer. When do you think realistically?
June 1st.
June 1st?
Yeah.
Listen?
Yeah,
June 1st. Wow, that's still hopeful. June 1st. That means, like, fans going back to the games, everything normal. You think June 1st?
Well, you said when do we see sports?
No, sports normal. Like, normal sports. Fans in the stadiums.
4th of July.
4th of July. Interesting. Okay. Ethan?
I don't see sports going back to normal until the NFL kicks off. I think baseball will be back before then, but I think normal, not until NFL kickoff.
I think you guys aren't going to like this one. I think NBA, start of NBA season next year, 2021, is when you'll see everything be sort of normal again because I think they'll have a vaccine. Until then, I don't think you're going to have normal gatherings of hundreds of people in the stadium, thousands of people in the stadium.
Doesn't the NBA start in September anyway?
Yeah, but I mean, like, I should have been more clear.
Season next year, pretty much.
Yeah, I think like January, February 2021 is when you'll see everything start to go back to normal. I think they're going to start the NBA season in like February. Yeah, so let's just keep all listeners out there. Let's keep our hopes high, but be realistic and keep enjoying esports. I know the Xbox traffic has been higher than ever, so that's all we can do at this point.
I think I got PlayStation then.
Yeah, well, nobody likes PlayStation, so that's why the traffic isn't high.
Only people play will be the show.
Yeah. Well, don't you have both? I thought you had both.
Yeah, I do, but MLB the Show is only on PlayStation.
Ah, okay. Did you see the Rocket League finals the other day? Those guys won the Rocket League thing.
I had Rocket League on my PlayStation, like, week one. It was free in the PlayStation store. And nobody knew it. My buddy's like, let's go home and play Rocket League. I'm all, it's at baseball practice. Let's go and play Rocket League. What the heck is that, man? Oh, it's soccer with cars. I'm like, that sounds dumb. And then I love it. And then, you know, we're flying all over the map and stuff. Dude, Rocket League is fun, man. If you have a chance to download it or play it, do it. It is fun.
Yeah. I might check it out. I got nothing.
I have a buddy actually who's a pro on PC in Rocket League.
Wow. So. Awesome. Well, guys, I think that's all for today's show. We'll be back with you guys next Tuesday. And everybody that's listening, stay safe out there. Stay indoors. We can only do our part to get everything back to normal as fast as possible. For Forrest Hunt, Ethan Estrada, I'm Paul Gunness, and this is Hot in the Igloo. We give you everything Dominican sports and beyond every Tuesday, 6 p.m., only on radio.dominican.edu. The home of Penguin Athletics. Good night, everybody.